Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsor.
In your company, a challenge? Are you battling turnover and struggling to draw key talent? Is your team not performing at the level you want? Problems present themselves through conflict, miscommunication, creative differences, unclear expectations, and motivational issues. ARC Integrated is here to address these challenges through executive coaching and customized interactive trainings. Create lasting positive change that will improve your bottom line and create a culture that attracts talent and reduces turnover by going to arcintegrated.com. That's arcintegrated.com.
What if investing in each other could change the world? I'm Joel Skeen with bizradio.us, and this is the Mindful Marketplace.
Part two of a really fun, really enlightening, really useful, and really just kind of eye-opening conversation that we're having here with Tara Brown of Self Help Credit Union. Welcome to Biz Radio US, all entrepreneurs, all the time. My name is Joel Skeen, the host of the Mindful Marketplace. Thank you for joining us. We're talking here about how to take the idea that we've talked about before, which is that really your dollar is your vote. It's good for us to do our civic responsibility and to cast that ballot and to vote. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of times where it seems to me that it actually has a bigger impact on our future, on our world, on our communities, and on our country, how we spend our money, how we invest our money, how we save our money, how we loan our money, that has an equally big impact, if not even bigger, than the vote that we make. So we've talked before about how we should spend that money locally. We should vote to invest in our local communities rather than in Wall Street. And we should also do the same, not just with our spending money, but what we're talking about here with Tara Brown is our investment money and our savings and who we do our banking with. So if you missed part one, I would highly recommend that you go back and take a listen to part one with Tara Brown. It aired last week. You can find that on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. And listen to that episode to give a really good introduction on the differences between traditional for-profit banks and kind of the big corporate banks, like, you know, including the Silicon Valley Bank that we just saw collapse and the ones that all collapsed back in 2008 and that got bailed out and that didn't really end up changing the way that they do business. And also what the difference is between that type of banking and the banking that is done by credit unions and just how big of a difference it actually makes. But now we're going to dig in with Tara a little bit more detail about what her credit union, and when I say her, I know you didn't start Self-Help Credit Union, but what Self-Help Credit Union is actually doing in the community and how people could actually move some of their money into a local investment fund where they're not only going to get a financial rate of return, but they're also going to see what Michael Schumann calls a social rate of return. I would recommend his book, Put Your Money Where Your Life Is. If you find this conversation interesting, you're going to love that book. So Tara, welcome back to the show. I'm glad to have you back on.
Thank you, Joel. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So one thing that makes self-help a little different than other credit unions, you know, credit unions, I think are, you know, like I said, I prefer them to large banks, but they are also, they're not all created equal. Some do things a little differently than others. And one thing that's unique about self-help credit union, you mentioned earlier in the previous episode, is that it's not tied to a specific, industry, a specific region, or employers for a specific company. But another one that I find really interesting is that self-help is also what's called a CDFI or a community development financial institution. Could you speak a little bit to what that means and how that and what that means for self-help?
Sure. So a CDFI is a designation that means that you are a financial institution that serve some aspect of our country that has traditionally been left out, that is traditionally underserved by financial systems. So, for example, you can be a CDFI focused on women, a CDFI focused on people of color. I don't think it's a blanket people of color, but I think you have specific populations, Black communities, Latino communities, Indigenous communities, et cetera. You also, could serve rural areas. And CDFIs serve different purposes. So self-help is the only CDFI in Western North Carolina where we are a credit union where you can put your money and have a savings account and a checking account. For example, there are other CDFIs that just do business lending. So Mountain BizWorks, Carolina Small Business Partner, Community Capital are all business lenders that serve our region, saying entrepreneurs, you know, need more in starting their business, have less financial resources, or are demographics that are feeling out of the financial system. So that's really the purpose of a CDFI. And in Asheville, Self-Help is the only CDFI that is a credit union where you can actually bank and put your dollars and have a checking account and a savings account and a CD and all of that.
Right, because there's other CDFIs in the area that do great work. We actually had on Matt Raker from Mountain BizWorks that's a CDFI on the show. You know, there's a lot of institutions that are focused on financing, whether that's low-income business or, you know, entrepreneurship or, you know, whatever that might be. But the biggest thing with self-help is that it's both a CDFI and a credit union, meaning that you can not only receive funds from them if you're the kind of person who needs funds, but you could also invest your money into that fund, and that money would then be used to help the people in your community. Am I understanding that right?
Yes, that's perfect.
So let's talk about how could someone actually invest their money locally using Self-Help Credit Union? And what would, what are the avenues that are available? I know if you go to your financial advisor or, you know, you go to your HR person at your job, they're going to tell you, you know, hey, you either can do this IRA or a 401k. All of that stuff sounds really confusing. I remember the first time I was told that I can enroll, that I could sign up for my company's 401k. I said, lady, I don't think I can run that far. Okay, good. I'm glad I got a laugh out of that one. thank you for the sympathy laugh. I appreciate it. But most people aren't given the information and the options of how else they could invest their money. So if someone came to Self-Help and said, hey, I want to invest my money locally, what are some of the options? What would that actually look like for them?
Sure. Well, the first step would be to come see us in person. So we have 6 branches across Western North Carolina. And if you have listeners in other areas, we're actually in 10 states. So we were originally started in Durham, which I can get into the history, but not right now because that can be a tangent. But for those people who are in Western North Carolina, we have 6 branches. And 2 of them are in Asheville, 1 in McDowell, Hendersonville, Brevard, and 1 just outside of Brevard in Rosman. So 6 around our region, and we have many different options for the types of accounts that would work for different people, and we do offer competitive rates. So if you have savings that you want to make sure is being of good use and having an impact in the community while it's just sitting there as your savings, just like it would in any other account. We have money markets, which are flexible. You can take money in and out of them. It's not locked up like a CD. Those are starting at 2.6% right now, which is a fairly good return. You mentioned earlier, Joel, or in the last episode, that your bank charges you to have a savings account. Self-Help is not that. There's no fees on our savings accounts. And those money markets are earning 2.6%. If you do have funds that could be set aside in a CD, which means that you would not be able to access the funds unless you paid a penalty for a certain period of time, you're able to earn a higher interest rate. So for a 12-month CD, you could earn 4% currently. And I know this episode might come out at a different time than I'm speaking right now. So I should refer people to our website to check the current rates, but that's what they are as of recording. So CD is starting at 4%, you know, for 12 months, as I said, and our money market's at 2.6. We also have IRAs, you know, you talked about retirement savings. So if you are a person who doesn't have retirement savings through your work, you can earn the same amount as our CD rates in an IRA account, but have the added benefit of the tax benefits of IRA investments. So lots of different options. And then, of course, we have regular checking accounts and those kinds of things. So transaction accounts.
For sure. And I think, you know, when I hear that number that you mentioned of the, you know, kind of 2.6%, I think that, you know, there's some misconceptions out there about what's actually realistic to be gained. Sometimes when people look at the stock market, I think, you know, having worked in the financial services industry for a very long time, I've met a lot of people who like to roll out, you know, the good years, who like to roll out the times when things were going really well and people were earning a large amount on, you know, a larger number on that money. But what I've, you know, once you actually factor in the not only the taxes that you mentioned that people often have to pay on taking that money out, but also the fees that get collected by the investment advisors and by the other kind of middlemen that are in Wall Street. Wall Street's actually one of the least regulated financial places that there are. You know, I feel like I'm going to tell a bunch of jokes here today, and that wasn't my intention. But the joke was, what's the difference between Wall Street and Vegas? And it's like, well, Vegas is well regulated, you know? So what Michael Schumann, in his book that I mentioned last time, Put Your Money Where Your Life Is, definitely recommend that book. He talks about how a realistic return from the stock market to actually expect once you factor in those fees and taxes is actually more about 5%. And so when you're talking about a fund where you could get close to that in about 4%, but at the same time, your money's actually being invested back into your local community and all the benefits that happen with that, you get not only a financial rate of return in the 4%, but you also get, you know, what he calls a social rate of return. And I think that, I mean, do you see a demand for that social rate of return?
Yes, absolutely. And we have what we call mission supportive depositors who choose to bank with self-help because of the impact that we have in our communities. So absolutely. I would be curious to hear people put a number on it. I haven't heard that, but just the knowledge that you're having more of an impact. And I'm that kind of person too. I was a member at self-help before I worked here, and I've always been interested in looking for ways, as someone who doesn't have enough money to be an accredited investor, right? But I have some savings set aside. How can I make sure that my savings is help building the community that I want, supporting, you know, the entrepreneur who needs some additional resources, supporting affordable housing development, supporting childcare businesses and green energy and all the different things self-help does, which I can expound on a little bit. But to me, it was really important to know that my money was working towards those goals, and I was willing to sacrifice, you know, maybe that 1%, as you said it, or whatever amount it is, an additional return just for the knowledge that I'm benefiting low-income people, people who, you know, we want to see wealth building and have access and all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love you to dive in. I know we don't have time for you to dive into all the different projects, honestly, that you guys are doing and the size of the impact that you're making. But I know that those funds go to these kind of four different topics. And I'd love to hear kind of maybe something that you felt very inspired by or that was your favorite. But I know that those include revitalizing towns, building stronger neighborhoods, strengthening cooperatives, and the local food system. What, you know, kind of when you think about those different impacts, what stands out to you the most, or what's your favorite?
Yeah, thank you so much. I feel like, you know, right now we're seeing housing as such a huge barrier for so many people, and the cost of living going up and the cost and the wages that people are earning not going up that much. So I'm really proud of some of self-help's affordable housing developments. So we were able last year to close on an incredible development, finalize an incredible development in Durham called the Willard Street Apartments that has 82 units of affordable housing that did not exist before, funded through self-help. I'm really hoping that we can do similar projects in our region, and have been in conversations for a long time, but especially the last couple years when housing has gone up and up and been, you know, just astronomical, unattainable, you know, mm-hmm. all of that. So really hoping that we do more of those multifamily type developments, which we do both the real estate development and we do lending to other developers for new construction and renovation. So very excited about that. And we have also done a lot of mortgage lending that's focused on Latino and Black home buyers. You know, our products are really geared towards low-income families who have not had the opportunity for generational wealth, probably don't have as much funding available for a down payment. And so we've adapted our mortgage products really to reach that audience, as we talked about a little bit in the last episode, but to make homeownership accessible. And we know that disproportionately, those are families who are people of color. And that's something that we've really been focused on and have seen an impact across our footprint, but especially here in Western North Carolina also. So I think housing is one of the areas that I'm definitely most proud of the impact that self-help is having.
Well, and you should be. I mean, it is such a huge issue. First, nationally, in the last 23 years, wages have gone up about $4,000 or $5,000 on average per person. So the average person is making about $4,000 or $5,000 more than they did in the year 2000. But the home price has gone from in the 160s on average to just under a half a million, which means that in the last 23 years in the country, home prices have over tripled and wages have gone up just a few thousand dollars. But especially even here in, you know, in Asheville, which if you're not from Asheville, Asheville is a beautiful place. You should definitely come visit. And it is a tourism-based economy. You know, we are very focused on hospitality, on restaurants, on all of these things. And so you end up with a situation a lot of times where property is really expensive because it's such a desirable place to come live. But the people who actually do the work to make the city run a lot of times cannot afford to live in the city. And so I think that that's such a huge, huge important issue. And it's so cool to see a place where you could take your money, you could invest some of it from your retirement to actually create a situation where you're not only getting a rate of return on that money, and it's a steady, safe rate of return, but you're also helping solve the housing crisis at the same time, or at least, you know, at least putting a dent in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah. You know, I know that this is done through, you know, I'm assuming there's more options than just, you know, you mentioned the money market account. I know you also mentioned some community development finance and, you know, the accessible loans. And I don't know, I think we touched on the venture fund. But I guess for you, you know, I know you can't, you probably can't speak about all the details or anything, but is there, you know, I always like to let people dream a little bit on this show about mm-hmm. where this could kind of move and in what direction you could see things going 5-10 years from now if more people moved their money away from corporate banks and into something like self-help credit union. What would that, you know, what do you feel like that could do for our community?
Thank you so much for that question. Yes, I think it's just there is so much need that we would continue to find new ways to fill new needs, right? So or expand, you know, the impact that we're able to have in the areas that we address. We have a goal to expand our small business lending. So it's funny you said 5 years because we actually have a 5-year strategic plan that is in the process of being finalized. But one of our goals is to expand our business lending. And we mentioned earlier that there are a lot of other CDFIs in our region doing great work, but self-help being a credit union that has many members and deposits and funds to work with, we can actually lend more money than many CDFIs can. So, you know, like I talked about those affordable housing projects where we're lending, you know, millions of dollars, those other local CDFIs aren't able to operate at that same scale in most cases. So I think having more funding available to make those types of loans would allow more access for us to build the infrastructure for the type of communities that we really want to see. So what would a commercial corridor focused on local small businesses, maybe particularly focused on women and people of color owned businesses in Asheville look like, or, you know, around our footprint look like? So there's definitely a lot more room to play and dream and expand, like you said, the more funding that we get. And it's always going to be on mission for the different areas that we serve. So, you know, I talked about housing, entrepreneurship. We also have a particular focus on environmental loans, building sustainable food systems. Locally, we were able to give a loan to the food co-op in Hendersonville to expand. So that's really supporting sustainable food systems. We gave a business loan to Blue Ridge Biofuels, which does, you know, cooking oil recycling for sustainability. So we would really be able to support more of those types of projects that are in line with our mission of sustainability and economic opportunity for all.
Man, it is so refreshing to hear from a financial institution who's trying to make the world a better place, not just make their pocketbooks bigger. I thank you so much for, I mean, obviously for coming on the show here today and taking your time out of your day to do that. But even more so just for your passion for your work day in and day out, because I know that, you know, it's not all sunshine and rainbows, and for what you are doing and what the rest of the folks there at Self Help Credit Union are doing. I've said it before, if you think it's important to spend your money locally, why is it not important to invest your money locally, to bank your money locally, and to lend your money locally? It just makes perfect sense to me. And you guys are an institution that is established, that is trusted, and that is already doing that work. And, you know, sometimes we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We can just jump on what you guys are already doing and what's already working. So for those of you out there listening, thank you for your time as well. I know it's the most valuable thing you have, and there's a lot of content options out there. Thank you for spending it here with us today. Make sure to check out bizradio.us. There are lots of great other hosts on that, on our station, that are all entrepreneurs. Every single person that's a host on this station is an entrepreneur, and they've got something you can learn from. And also go to mindfulmarketplaceshow.com to connect with me, to listen to the other past episodes, and also to learn more about how you can either eliminate your debt or build tax-free retirement through my agency. I'd love to connect with you there if that's something that's interesting to you as well. Thank you, Tara, for being on the show. Thank you to everyone out there for listening. And for everyone out there, make sure to take care of yourself and take care of someone else.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.